Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, not many of us are going to get to go over to France this year. And if you're suffering withdrawal like I am, you can at least grab a nice bottle of cool Beaujolais and sit out on your deck and pretend you're at a French cafe. And you've tried some of the better ones, the Cru Beaujolais. And yep. I want to hear what you found.
Well, the Beaujolais region is in the southern part of the Burgundy, and the reds are virtually all 100% Gamay grape. Beaujolais comes in several different levels. You've got regular Beaujolais, Beaujolais Supérieur, Beaujolais Village, and then you have the Cru Beaujolais, which are really the top tier. And while regular Beaujolais tends to be just very nice cafe wine, as you were alluding to, Cru Beaujolais really show you something special. There are 10 Cru or designated as the top tier Beaujolais. Saint-Amour, Julianus, Chenaz, Moulin-Avant, Fleury, Chirobles, Morgon, Rainier, Brouilly, and Côte de Brouilly. I just went to two different regions. One is called Chenaz, and I had another one from Morgon. These are going to be among the more full-bodied of the Beaujolais, and they're definitely going to be wines that are age-worthy. So, to jump in, the first one is from a producer called Céline et Nicolas Hirsch, and this is a Chenaz. It's from the 2019 vintage. This one sells for about $27.99. It's going to be deep garnet, fine-grained tannins under soft red fruit with a long finish. Notes of spice and a little pickup of sort of black pepper. This is well layered, definitely gives you something more than a quote-unquote straight Beaujolais. I really like this wine quite a bit. Now, I tasted two from the Morgon designation, and these are really pretty spectacular wines. The first one I tried was, the producer is Maison Charmelieu. It's a 2017 Morgon. Sells for about $28.99. This is lovely and well-structured with ample fruit, a long savory finish. You just sort of screams, please put me with some nice food. Elegant and complex, showing notes of dark fruit and then hints of tobacco, long layered. Just was really a pleasing bottle of wine that I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed. And this is something I think that's got some ageability for at least 5 to 6 years. Young, quote-unquote, regular Beaujolais or Beaujolais Supérieur are wines that you probably want to drink within the first 2 years. But these crus will give you some age-worthiness. And then probably my favorite of the three that I tried, but just by a smidge, was from a producer called Domaine Saint-Cyr. This is another Morgon sub-designation Les Charmes for the vineyard. It's a 2018, sells for about $31.99. Now, that's a fairly hefty price point typically for Beaujolais, but this one is absolutely worth it. Medium garnet, lovely, spicy berry, blackberry nose with notes of toasty brioche over supple berry cherry fruit, tart finish. It's quite a showy example of what Cru Beaujolais is all about. This was a spectacular wine. I really, really liked it.
Well, Hugh, these wines are, as you say, perfect for the transitional seasons we're coming into, and they will grace any table.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.